This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to give feedback in a group setting without singling someone out or causing embarrassment. A practical method for delivering group feedback that builds trust, not resentment. In short, after reading this guide, you will know how to give feedback in a group setting in a way that is honest and direct without humiliating anyone or fracturing trust. Frame feedback around shared patterns, not individual feelings. Prepare your language before the session so you stay clear under pressure. Separate individual correction from group standard setting. Definition: give feedback group refers to the practice of delivering observations, assessments, or corrective input to a team collectively, rather than in private one-on-one conversations, while preserving the dignity of every person in the room and generating shared accountability for improvement. I've watched a manager destroy a team in under 3 minutes. He meant well. He stood at the front of the room, called out a specific mistake, and looked directly at the person responsible while doing it. The rest of the room went rigid. The person targeted turned red. Nobody said a word for the rest of the meeting. The hardest part about learning to give feedback in a group setting is that the instinct to be direct can work against you. When something goes wrong, you want to name it clearly. But in a group, clarity without care creates casualties. Most people struggle here not because they lack courage, but because they have no structure. They walk in with good intentions and the wrong tools. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for delivering group feedback that you can use in your next team session. If you're still unsure what constructive feedback means in practice, read peer-to-peer feedback. Strengthening team bonds first. That article will give you the foundation this one builds on. Why giving feedback in a group setting is harder than it looks. Knowing that group feedback matters and actually being able to deliver it well are two very different things. Most people know they should say something. Far fewer know how to say it in a way that lands without causing damage. Here is what makes it genuinely difficult. Multiple emotional states in one room. When you speak to a group, 10 people hear 10 different versions of what you said. One person feels accused. Another feels relieved it was not directed at them. A third switches off entirely. You cannot control all of those responses, but you must prepare for them. The public nature raises the stakes for everyone. Criticism in private stings. Criticism in public burns. Even if you never name a person directly, they will often believe you're talking about them, and so will everyone else in the room. Collective feedback can feel like no feedback at all. If you stay too vague to avoid upsetting anyone, the message disappears into the air. The group nods and nothing changes. Vagueness is not kindness. It is a failure of delivery. Power dynamics shift in a group. A senior leader speaking to a mixed team creates an automatic imbalance. People do not respond the same way they would in a private conversation. Fear, defensiveness, and performance all increase. Without preparation, you will drift toward the individual. Under pressure, most people instinctively look at the person most responsible for the problem. That look is enough to single someone out, even if your words do not. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are 3 things that need to be clear. Walk into a group feedback session without these, and the best method in the world will not save you. Number 1. A clear, specific observation. Know exactly what behavior or pattern you're addressing before you open your mouth. The team has been struggling is not an observation. 3 out of the last 5 client updates were sent late is. Specific observations create productive conversations. Vague impressions create defensiveness and confusion. Number 2. A decision about privacy. Decide in advance whether this issue belongs in the group at all. If one person is genuinely responsible for a problem, address it with them privately first. Group feedback is for patterns that belong to the group. Using a group session to address an individual issue, even indirectly, is a failure of judgment. Read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it if you are unsure how to draw that line. Number 3. A psychologically safe environment. Group feedback cannot work in a room where people are afraid. Before you deliver anything corrective, you need a track record of treating people with respect. If you are leading a new team, build that trust first. You earn the right to deliver hard truths by proving you can be trusted with people's dignity. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Set the frame before you deliver the feedback. The first thing you say shapes everything that comes after. Before any observation leaves your mouth, tell the group why you are raising this and what you are not doing. This prevents people from bracing for attack the moment the tone shifts. A clear frame gives the group permission to hear the message without going defensive. Here is how to set a strong frame. Number 1. Open with the shared goal. Connect what you are about to say to something the team already cares about. Number 2. Signal collective ownership. Use language like "this is something we need to look at together" rather than "I have noticed a problem." Number 3. State what this is not. "I am not here to call anyone out. I want us to solve something as a team." Number 4. Keep the frame short, 2 or 3 sentences at most. A long preamble signals anxiety and makes people more suspicious, not less. Example: "Before we get into the project update, I want to spend a few minutes on something that affects all of us. Over the last month, our client communication has been inconsistent, and I think we can fix that together. This is not about blame. It is about finding a better system." Notice the word "our." Notice the absence of names. Notice the forward motion. That frame takes 15 seconds and changes the entire temperature of the room. Once the frame is set, the group is ready to hear what comes next. Step 2. Describe the pattern, not the person. This is the step where most feedback sessions go wrong. Your job in this step is to describe observable behavior and its impact without attaching it to any individual. You are painting a picture of what has been happening, not assigning blame to who caused it. This requires discipline, because your brain will want to be specific in the wrong direction. Here is how to describe a pattern effectively. Number 1. Use plural and passive framing. Deadlines have been missed rather than "some of you have been missing deadlines." Number 2. Reference the observable evidence. Name the meetings, outputs, or incidents, but not the people connected to them. Number 3. State the impact. Clearly explain what the pattern is costing the team, the client, or the project. Impact makes the feedback real without making it personal. Number 4. Stay in the past tense. Describe what has happened, not what people are like. Behavior is changeable. Character feels permanent. Number 5. Pause after the observation. Give the group a moment to absorb what you said before you move to solutions. Describing patterns instead of people is the core discipline of giving feedback in a group setting. It is also the most practiced skill in how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides, which is worth reading alongside this guide. When you stay at the level of the pattern, nobody needs to defend themselves. The conversation becomes about fixing something, not surviving something. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book "Say It Right Every Time" gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Invite the group into the problem. Feedback delivered without invitation is just criticism. Feedback with an invitation becomes a conversation. After you have described the pattern and its impact, open the floor. You are not looking for confessions. You are creating collective ownership of both the problem and the solution. When people feel heard and included, they stop being targets and become contributors. That shift changes everything about what happens next. Here is how to invite the group in without losing control of the session. Number 1. Ask a broad, non-threatening question. What do you think is getting in the way? Works better than "why is this happening?" Number 2. Wait for silence to break. Naturally resist the urge to fill the pores. The pause is where honest thinking happens. Number 3. Acknowledge every response without judgment. Even if someone's answer misses the mark, say that is useful and keep the thread going. Number 4. Redirect without dismissing. If the conversation drifts toward blame, rein it back with "let us stay focused on the system rather than any one moment." Example script: "I have laid out what I am seeing. Now I want to hear from you. What do you think is making this harder than it needs to be?" Then stop talking. Let the room respond. For more on making sure every voice gets a turn in this kind of session, see how to ensure every participant gets heard. The group will almost always surface the real issue if you create enough safety to do so. Step 4. Build the solution together. You have described the problem. The group has engaged with it. Now you move from diagnosis to repair. This step is not about dictating what changes. It is about shaping a shared commitment that the group owns. Solutions that emerge from the group are kept by the group. Solutions imposed from above are resisted, forgotten, or quietly abandoned. Here is how to build the solution with the group rather than for them. Number 1. Ask what one change would make the biggest difference. Keep it concrete and immediate, not strategic or sweeping. Number 2. Write the agreed action on a visible surface. This signals that the conversation produced something real. Number 3. Assign ownership without singling out. Who wants to take the lead on this? Is far better than pointing at someone directly. Number 4. Set a clear review point. Let us check in on this in 2 weeks closes the loop and holds a commitment without hovering. This is where the how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan framework becomes genuinely useful. It gives you a clean structure for turning a group feedback conversation into a concrete improvement plan. The group leaves with something to do. That transforms the feedback session from a difficult moment into a productive one. Step 5. Close with respect and clarity. How you end a group feedback session matters as much as how you begin it. A weak close leaves people unsure what just happened. A strong close confirms that the session was productive, that nobody is in trouble, and that the group has a clear path forward. It also gives you one last chance to reinforce the collective framing you established at the start. Here is how to close well. Number 1. Summarize what the group decided, one or two sentences restating the commitment made. Number 2. Name what you appreciated about the conversation. This is genuine recognition, not flattery. Number 3. Restate your confidence in the team, brief and direct, never hollow. Number 4. Release the tension explicitly. That was a real conversation. I am glad we had it. Number 5. Move on, do not linger. End the topic cleanly and transition to the next item. Example. We agreed to send client updates by Thursday each week, with Sarah coordinating the schedule. I appreciate that everyone engaged honestly today. I know these conversations are not always easy, and I think we came out of it with something useful. Let us move on. Notice what this does. It names the agreement without naming the problem again. It credits the group. It signals that the session is complete. The feedback session ends with the team intact rather than bruised. Done well, this final step leaves people feeling respected. That is how you earn the trust to give feedback in a group setting again. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid team sessions require a different execution of the same principles. Distance changes the dynamics of group feedback in ways that matter. You cannot read the room when half the room is on a screen. People go quiet in video calls for reasons that have nothing to do with shame. The absence of body language makes tone harder to read and misread far more easily. Use the chat function as a safety valve. Invite people to respond in writing if they prefer not to speak on camera. Some people process feedback better when they can type a response rather than perform one in front of colleagues. This is especially important when running inclusive meetings with diverse teams, where cultural norms around speaking up in groups vary widely. Name the context explicitly at the start. I know it is harder to have this kind of conversation on a call, and I want to make it as straightforward as possible. Naming the awkwardness reduces it. The group relaxes slightly because you acknowledged what they are all feeling. Watch for the silent camera off signal. If someone turns their camera off mid-conversation, note it. Do not call it out in the session, but follow up privately afterward. A camera going dark is often the remote equivalent of someone staring at the floor. Record the agreed actions in writing during the session. Share your screen and type the commitments in real time so everyone sees them being captured. This replaces the visible whiteboard and makes the outcome feel concrete rather than abstract. Follow up faster than you would in person. After a face-to-face group feedback session, people process in the hallway. After a remote session, they close the laptop and the moment evaporates. Send a brief written summary within 2 hours. The core process holds in every context. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: using group feedback to address what is really an individual issue. Why it happens: it feels safer to avoid a direct one-on-one conversation, so the group session becomes a cover. What to do instead? Handle individual correction privately first. Use the group session only for patterns that genuinely belong to the whole team. The mistake: being so vague that the feedback means nothing. Why it happens: fear of causing offense leads people to soften the message until it disappears. What to do instead? Name the specific behavior and its specific impact, even if your framing stays collective. Direct language and collective framing are not opposites. The mistake: looking at one person while delivering feedback to the group. Why it happens: the brain naturally seeks out the person most responsible. It happens without thinking. What to do instead? Prepare yourself to make deliberate eye contact with multiple people throughout the session. Move your gaze before you begin speaking. The mistake: not creating space for the group to respond. Why it happens: nerves push people to talk through the silence rather than allow it. What to do instead? Ask one clear question, then stop. Let the room breathe. The silence is working even when it feels uncomfortable. The mistake: skipping a close because the session went well. Why it happens: relief at a positive response leads to an abrupt ending. What to do instead? Always close deliberately, even when the session went smoothly. A clean ending cements the outcome and protects the psychological safety you built. The mistake: raising the issue without being willing to hear that the problem is partly yours. Why it happens: leaders often do not see their own role in the patterns they are addressing. What to do instead? If the group's response suggests you have contributed to the problem, receive it with the same openness you asked of them. That is where real trust is built. Managing this kind of moment is addressed in How to Handle Conflict During Meetings. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each session. I have identified the specific pattern or behavior I am addressing, not just a general feeling of dissatisfaction. I have decided this issue belongs in a group session, not a private conversation. I have prepared my opening frame in writing before the session. I know how I will describe the pattern without naming individuals. I have at least one open question ready to invite the group into the conversation. I have planned how I will handle silence without filling it prematurely. I know how I will capture the group's agreed actions in real time. I am prepared to receive feedback from the group about my own role in the pattern. I have planned a clear close that summarizes the outcome and releases the tension. I will follow up in writing within 24 hours of the session. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a working method for delivering honest, direct feedback to a group without making anyone feel targeted or humiliated. That is a skill most people never fully develop, and it will change the quality of every team session you lead. Here is what to carry with you. Set the frame before anything else. Tell the group what this is and what it is not. Describe the pattern, not the person. Stay at the level of behavior and impact. Invite the group into the problem rather than delivering conclusions at them. Build the solution together so the group owns what comes next. Close deliberately every time, with clarity and respect. Adapt the method for remote and hybrid contexts without abandoning the core principles. Prepare more than you think you need to. Confidence in the room comes from the work done before you enter it. If you want to go deeper on the feedback skills that underpin this process, read How to Give Feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. For a structured framework you can use within the group conversation itself, How to Use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is the natural next step. The ability to give feedback in a group setting with skill and care is one of the rarest things a leader can offer a team. It is not about being gentle. It is about being precise, being fair, and trusting people enough to tell them the truth together. Frequently asked questions. How do you give feedback in a group setting without embarrassing someone? Address the behavior or pattern, not the person. Use collective language such as we and our work rather than pointing at an individual. Prepare your wording in advance, focus on observable actions, and create space for the whole group to respond rather than isolating one person. What is the best way to give feedback to a whole team at once? Frame the feedback around shared goals and group patterns rather than individual failings. Be specific about what you observed, explain why it matters for the team, and invite collective problem solving. The goal is to generate shared accountability, not to assign blame to any single person. How do you give feedback in a group without singling someone out? Use plural framing, such as there are moments when the team rather than you always. If one person is the root issue, address it privately before or after the group session. Group feedback works best when it reflects patterns the whole team has contributed to. Why is group feedback harder than one-on-one feedback? Group feedback involves multiple emotional responses happening at once. One person may feel targeted while another feels invisible. Without careful framing, the feedback lands unevenly. You need a clear structure that protects every individual while still delivering an honest, useful message to the group. Can you give feedback in a group setting and still be direct? Yes, and you must be. Vague group feedback achieves nothing. The skill is being specific about behaviors and outcomes without naming individuals in a way that causes shame. Direct language about patterns, combined with collective ownership, allows honesty and dignity to coexist. How do you give feedback in a group setting when only one person is the problem? Handle the individual issue privately, then use the group session to reinforce the standard you expect from everyone. This protects the individual from public embarrassment while ensuring the whole team hears the expectation clearly. Private correction, public standard setting. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.